And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you are having a really excellent Friday Eve. I've got a great guest co-host in the chair with me today. His name is Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate, Navy veteran, leadership coach, small business owner, and all-around reasonable guy. Thanks for being with Tom and I this afternoon. We've been talking about some pretty incredible news that's been breaking over this past half an hour or so about Pete Hegseth. Is this sound that we've got, is this Hegseth sound, Cal? Okay. And okay, so I wanted to be sure I had straight in my head what we had going on here. So, no, I don't want to blow a minute and 50 seconds listening to Pete Hegseth meltdown. Tom, I'm going to just go out on a limb here and make a wee bit of a prediction. I think Donald Trump is going to continue to support Pete Hegseth, but if these reports keep piling up, I think it's going to get harder and harder to defend. And like one morning we're going to wake up and Hegseth will be gone. Right. Old DJT will be like, boop, nope, you're done. Enough. Thank you. Over it. So let's talk.
I actually think there's a higher chance that he implodes before Trump gets rid of him.
You mean
that something happens? He says something so egregious that there'll be no choice but to remove him.
That's interesting.
I mean, at this point, I mean, if the pressure is already getting to him,
yes,
there is no pressure yet. So I think, you know, that's the path we're on. So we'll see what happens, though.
It's fascinating. Let's talk a little Ukraine, Tom. And folks, if you want to join Tom and I in a discussion this afternoon, because we're all about that real breaking news and great discussions at Civic Media, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Donald Trump, just earlier today, I can't believe I even have to say some of these things.
Yes.
Donald Trump earlier today said that, oh yeah, Russia's going to make concessions. Their concessions in this grand deal that he's striking are they'll stop the war and they won't take all of Ukraine.
Right. Not all of it.
What?
The huge concession by the Russians. Huge concession.
This is ridiculous. So yes. I just want to distill for everyone here's what Ukraine is going to get air quotes here, get in this wonderful deal that Donald Trump has negotiated.
Right.
A quote, robust security guarantee.
That's not a guarantee.
That's not a guarantee at all.
Right.
It's totally vague. And there's no mention of any U.S. participation in said peacekeeping. And on the flip side, guess what Russia gets? Ukraine can never join NATO. So the very organization that would provide a robust security guarantee, they can never join. Right. And it's, you know, just a little vague promise. They'll get Ukraine would get a small part of Kharkiv. Not the whole thing, just a small part of the territory that Russia took. They'll get unimpeded passage to the Dnieper River, which runs along the front line in parts of southern Ukraine. Again, this was sovereign Ukrainian territory before Russia invaded.
Yes.
Vague notions of compensation and assistance for rebuilding, though this two-page document, very detailed, these Trump negotiators, this two-page document says not a whit about where said funding will come from.
Right.
So, yeah, I I'm sure that'll sort out. Oh, of course, there has to be the U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal, so they got to give us their minerals. They will get to keep, because it was in Ukrainian territory, this nuclear power plant, but it's going to be operated by the United States, and they're going to provide energy to the U.S. and Russia.
Right. And they'll have to pay for their own electricity. Thank
right. Yes. That's fabulous.
Because we have to recoup. We have to recoup our costs somehow.
And on the flip side, Russia gets to keep control of Crimea permanently. Russia gets to keep nearly all of the Luhansk Oblast and the occupied portions of three major regions of Ukraine. Again, Ukraine can never join NATO. Oh, no more sanctions. Those will be gone. And they get enhanced economic cooperation with the United States, particularly in the energy and industrial sectors. So to summarize, folks, here's what Ukraine gets. Here's what Russia gets. Everything they've always wanted.
And wait, what does Russia give up in this transaction?
These are all Maggie Dawn invented sound cues. Not off a production board. I'll just do them on the air with everybody. Like
they're very good.
Here's what Russia gives up. Nothing.
Right. Nothing.
That's nothing.
Nothing. They give up the ability to take over the rest of Ukraine.
Unbelievable. Yes. I think we've got some audio of Trump saying this. Do we not have this audio? Let's take a listen. This reporter says, what concessions is Russia going to make? Let's listen.
What concessions, Mr. President, and to your national security team, what concessions has Russia offered up thus far to get to the point where you're closer to peace?
Stopping the war, stopping taking the whole country. Pretty big concession.
Did you hear the laughter?
Yes!
There was actual laughter in that room.
Chuckling!
Because it's so absurd. Now, who knew stopping a war was difficult?
Harder than a real estate deal that you close with someone else's money that you'll never pay back and just, you know, bankrupt that and never pay a contractor.
Who knew?
A little bit
who
harder.
Who knew it was going to be complicated?
Than
who
a casino knew? In Atlantic City. Just a week, you know, running racially discriminatory rental practices.
Right.
You know, and extracting value from working class New Yorkers. Little harder than doing that, Donald.
And we talked about this before, right? Donald Trump is so transactional that anything that takes longer than a minute to work through, he loses interest, moves on, and just assumes that people know what they're doing, you know? And he actually told Marco Rubio, we're moving on, right? Like it's possible just to move on to the next transaction.
Well, this is the thing. Like,
it's insane.
Underlying all this, and that clip, Marco Rubio is sitting immediately to the president's left. Who are you, Marco? How does that man sleep at night? We know Donald Trump has, I don't want to say has no soul. The man feels no guilt. He's never asked the Lord
no guilt
for
or
forgiveness.
Shame,
right? No guilt, no shame. I can say because he said so. He was asked, have you ever asked God for forgiveness? Answer, no, I don't do that. I just do what I do, basically was the answer.
Right.
So he feels no shame, no guilt, no remorse, doesn't reflect on whether or not any of this is actually going to work. Marco Rubio has never said or done any of the things that he's doing now in his entire career. Sellout.
Right.
Not little Marco. What's a good Marco the sellout? I mean, Faust.
As a senator, wasn't he involved in a bill that made sure that Russia could not take over or be awarded the area they're being awarded now? He was key. He was instrumental in the passage of that bill.
Yes.
And here he is now going,
just give them everything they want. It's fine.
3 years later.
Now listen to this. This is how little Marco characterizes his complete abandonment of all of the values and things he held sacred for all of his 40 plus years on this planet. His defense of Ukraine for decades. His entire foreign policy worldview as a United States senator is now reduced to give Russia everything it wants because Trump says so. And this, Calvin.
Both very much looking to make a deal. Marco, what would you say?
Well, first of all, the what was put before our partners was options to discuss about things that it would take to end a war. This war is endable. Both sides just have to agree to it. We've shown them a pathway forward. We've discussed those ideas. It was a good meeting yesterday. There'll be good meetings over the weekend. We've shown them the finish line. We need both of them to say yes. But what happened last night with those missile strikes should remind everybody of why this war needs to end. It's horrible those missiles landed. What's even worse is there are today people that were alive yesterday that are not alive today because this war continues. And the president wants to stop it. And everyone should be thanking the president for being a peacemaker and trying to save lives. That's what we're trying to do here. It's not our war. We didn't start it, as you know. But we're trying to end the dying. We're trying to end the destruction. And we've shown the path forward. We can see the finish line, but both of them have to get there. We're going to do everything we can to help them get there, but they have to ultimately say yes.
Both. And we are using a lot of pressure on both. You know, if you think we're just in there because we're nice people, and we are nice people, but we're using a lot of pressure on both.
We're using a lot of pressure. We're nice people. I'm nice people. Little Marco, he's little, but he's nice. It's incoherent nonsense. What did Marco Rubio just say? War bad, peace good. Do what we say. Screw you, Ukraine. I mean,
there were missiles. Not saying it was the Russian missiles targeted against Ukrainian civilians. That's not what he said. He said, "Well, there's missiles. It's war.
That's bad. War bad, peace good. Screw you, Ukraine." Well, that's the cliff notes on what Marco Rubio just said in the Oval Office.
And the pressure they're putting on Russia was Donald Trump posting on Truth Social for them to stop it.
Yes, a two-line Truth Social post earlier this morning, the day before yesterday, about 25 lines telling Zelensky that he needs to do what the hell Donald Trump is telling him to do. Two lines for Russia, 25 lines telling Zelensky he's a bad guy. By the way, here are the facts on some of these negotiations. Let's see here. Steve Witkoff, Trump's envoy, has been meeting with Putin, fourth meeting with Putin, hasn't met with Zelensky in the last couple of weeks, met with Putin for more than 4 hours last week. Do you think Putin just handed him his grocery list for Ukraine? Hey, here, Witkoff, give this to little Marco and then the orange man, because we've got the Comprobot. Here's my list of stuff that I'd like.
Well, when you're a real estate developer, you go where the money is, right? So, you know, it's not surprising they're going to the person who's going, who can give us the most back?
I mean, who's going to finance the hotels in Gaza, Tom? Right. Maybe the oligarchs out of Russia or the oligarchs here. We got Elon Musk still bopping around. Tesla stock down a resounding 72%. Maybe Elon slinking away. Don't be confused, everybody. Will continue.
Profit down 71%. Yes. Stock is holding in there for some bizarre reason. I don't know.
And I haven't even gotten to the meme coin. Haven't even mentioned the grift of all grifts. The pay-to-play is not even hidden anymore. Out in the open, top 220 donors to Donald Trump's pocket get a private dinner. We'll just put it through this thing called a meme coin, which isn't even really legit cryptocurrency. It's just a token. Just a fun
thing. 8 million from overseas today.
Oh, and the Chinese guy that seeded the first like 20 million so that they could trade it.
Yeah.
And did I mention that the FCC has said that the meme coins aren't regulatable by the FTC? Yeah, that's beyond the FTC's scope. Yeah. This isn't corruption. It's totally above board. When we come back. Yeah, business, baby, business. We come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Pete Konotek. We're going to talk about what a climate-safe pension is and why that should be important to every Wisconsinite. Billions invested by WRS. Can they go to things that aren't big oil? We discuss next right here on the